It's 21 minutes away from 8 o'clock on Triple M, brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Let's go out to the movies. Joining us online, it's our movie correspondent, Shane A. Bassett. Good morning, Shane.
Good morning, Gilly. Favourite day of the week, some new movies starting.
And no less than four this week.
I know, it's a big week. I really like it when we get a combination of every kind of genre you can imagine, basically.
Yeah, starting with a Disney movie.
Yeah, Disney's Maleficent 2, Mistress of Evil, follows on about 5 years after the original Maleficent took place. And we now have Elle Fanning as Aurora. She is a queen. Her godmother started evil, turned good, played by Angelina Jolie. They have quite a good family sort of bond now. But things go changing up a little bit when Michelle Pfeiffer's character comes into the mix, because Princess Aurora is going to marry her son from another kingdom. And yeah, it's a Disney fantasy film. Starts dark but gets lighter as it goes on.
Okay, now tell us about Locusts.
Locusts is a great film. Out of the blue, this one arrived at my desk, watched it. Local production, made in Broken Hill, starring Jessica McNamee, Ben Gearins. It's kind of like a Fargo movie, if you remember that show or the movie itself, about things that sort of go spiraling out of control. A young man returns home to Broken Hill because his brother has passed away, but there's some things that his brother was involved in that has to get sorted out. And I'll leave it at that, because it just goes further and further into bleakness. But it's a very good film. It's a crime drama.
Okay, all right. Now, Zombieland Double Tap. Tell us about this.
Put this immediately into the unnecessary sequel basket. I'm not trying to be nasty here, but the 2009 original was okay. It turned into a cult film. People rediscovered it when it came out on DVD. And it's okay. It's got some great actors in it. And 10 years on, people like Emma Stone has won an Oscar. Woody Harrelson's been nominated for more Oscars, and Abigail Breslin and so forth. So the cast are all good. But nothing's much has changed. And I'm a little bit over zombies. But, you know, fans of the original, fans of things that are going to keep you entertained, but in a horror aspect, I think you'll like it. But seriously, it's forgettable as soon as you walk out of the theatre.
All right, now tell us about Strange But True, also opening today.
Yeah, very good little independent film. A story of a young girl, a teenager, who returns back to this family after disappearing and telling the family she's pregnant. However, the tragic circumstances that happened why she left is what the film revolves around. I'll leave it at that. But it's a mystery thriller, and it has an ending in it that you won't pick. A really good twist ending. Strange But True. The title is everything there. Just take notice of that. Greg Kinnear's in it, Amy Ryan, Nick Robinson. Good young cast.
Okay, fantastic. All right, now I've got to let you know, I went took the boys. We went and saw Dora and the Lost City of Gold. Jeez, it was a good movie. My personal highlight was when the characters consumed their naturally occurring plant-based hallucinogens. I didn't see that one coming.
I've been talking that up, haven't I, Gilly, for weeks and weeks and weeks before the school holidays, telling everyone it's the best holiday film for families and adults. I'm really glad you enjoyed it. I like the quicksand scene. I thought that was pretty good.
That's pretty good too. Go and see it. The kids will love it, and so will the parents. Dora, we're talking about showing at Odeon 5 Cinemas, as are these movies we've been discussing this morning with our entertainment correspondent, Shane A. Bassett. Thank you, Shane. Have a good day. We'll talk soon.
All the best, Gilly. Have a good one.